If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Amber Canavan is the Vegan Campaign Project Manager for PETA. These are recognitions that you hand out every year, I'm assuming, Amber. Is that true?
Yes. We've been doing this every year since probably 2006. And Chicago just really blew us away with the options here, just showing that demand all over the U.S. For especially this year, the cheese. Vegan cheese is having a moment.
Yeah. So today, folks from PETA were out giving away free slices of vegan deep dish pizza. Tell me about the restaurant that makes that. Obviously, the cheese has to be vegan, and cheese is the most important component of a pizza in Chicago.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. So they have perfected that gooey, you know, hot, delicious pizza, deep dish pizza from Kitchen 17. We are outside of City Hall today giving that out and really just celebrating, you know, the fact that, you know, we're living in these times where you can walk down the street and get a, you know, a vegan deep dish pizza. You can get nachos with vegan cheese on it. You can get ice cream at the ice cream shop. You know, pretty much everything you could want. And Chicago just really impressed us this year.
Because obviously we were the meatpacking capital of the world, and usually these recognitions go to somewhere in California, somewhere that's probably been on the vegetarian vegan trend a little longer than many Chicagoans. But Kitchen 17 is based in Avondale. I know they make their own vegan cheese in-house. And I was reading that a number of Black-owned vegan-friendly eateries, the Black-owned restaurants, who are all vegan, seem to be on the rise.
Yes. Yep. We have, you know, always like to highlight those as well. And, you know, we have all the kinds of foods that you could want. We are seeing restaurants just being so innovative about different cuisines. It's all the tastes and textures and everything that you could want. Just made vegan.
Yeah, we talk a lot about Italian beef on this radio station. We always have the beef brackets, and it's a big competition to see who will be named the best Italian beef in the city or in the suburbs. And Bona has made the list many times in the past. This time it's a mom and pop list. I did not know that Bona has an Italian beefless sandwich. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, they were one of the ones that helped bump Chicago up on the list, you know, with the popularity of the show The Bear. You know, people are looking at these beefy sandwiches, and, you know, we saw that people, again, were being innovative. These restaurants are just creating the most amazing things. You can have, you know, these really rich and filling foods, maybe a little bit too filling sometimes. You got to pace yourself. And, you know, really just get excited about what is out there these days.
Okay. So, Amber, are you a vegan?
I am.
Okay. So, and I have a couple friends who are vegans, and until my conversation with you, I haven't thought about asking them this. But I would think, I know in the case of one of my friends, it's simply because they do love animals so much, they do not want to consume animals. But isn't consuming something that looks like beef or has the texture of beef or sausage or pepperoni, is that kind of cringy for vegans? Since that's not something you want to, you know, normally eat?
Like a lot of people, I grew up eating, you know, meat and cheese and drinking cow's milk and everything like that. And I stopped when I found out, you know, what it takes to get those things to your plate. And, you know, PETA is an animal rights organization. We believe that every animal is someone. And the animals whose bodies and milk and eggs end up on the dinner plate, suffered immensely in, you know, giant factory farms. They end up in slaughterhouses where we know, you know, nothing happy happens to them there. And, you know, the positive side of this is when we are able to do these rankings and just show people, you can have your burgers and your steaks and your cheesy nachos and your deep dish pizzas, just the vegan versions, and that then the animals are spared.
Right. And so that gives people better options, because there are very few vegans that are born into it. Many, like you said, grew up eating everything that most people eat that their parents put on their plate, and making the transition with these types of foods is a little easier. Is there a list of vegan restaurants in Chicago that you've put together, or did you just highlight some?
Our ranking specifically highlights just a couple, but I mean, the fact that it is like countless how many places, not just fully vegan restaurants, but restaurants that serve meat, dairy, and eggs from animals are also having these amazing, you know, vegan options on the menu as well, that, you know, can go toe-to-toe and really just outmatch the competition in many cases. PETA.org has our full list. You can see all the cities that made the list for our vegan-friendly cities ranking this year. And we also have a free vegan starter guide we're happy to send to anyone right from our website.
Thank you so much for joining us, Amber. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Go out and enjoy some vegan deep dish pizza. You won't regret it.